Daddy will have a great time decorating it, Pebbles.
Yeah, it's a beautiful tree, Wilma.
Thanks, Betty.
Another Christmas here already, eh, Fred?
Yeah. What a great time of the year, Bon.
Hey, look at those toys.
Boy, oh boy, aren't they great? I never had toys like that when I was a kid.
Yeah, the kids today don't know how good they have it. Merry Christmas, Santa. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. And a Merry Christmas to you.
Look at all those happy faces, Bon. There's just no other holiday like it.
Yeah, that's for sure, Fred. Here you go. And ho, 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 my good Santa.
Ho, 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 and a Merry Christmas.
A few more of those ho, ho, ho's, and you'll be bro, ho, ho for Christmas.
Well, I just can't say no to Santa Claus.
Well, those guys in those corny suits aren't the real Santa Claus, you know.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure, Fred. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere.
Oh, boy.
No, really, Fred. Why, only this morning I found dozens of Santas around. One in each door. At Stoney's, there's four. And more on each corner in town. In front of each Santa, I'd pause. Then go to the next one, because I got so confused. Which one should I choose? I wanted the real Santa Claus. I don't know which one it is.
There's a Santa on the roof of the house next door.
There's a Santa in the window of the new toy store.
There's another one at Rocky's on the second floor.
Which one is the real Santa Claus? There's a Santa with a tummy, but it looks too flat.
And another with a pillow only, he's too fat.
There's a Santa with his whiskers that are tied onto his hat.
Which one is the real Santa Claus?
Which one?
This one.
He's the tallest Santa Claus I ever saw.
Just feel.
He's real.
Here's another with a belly that is stuffed with straw.
I have seen so many Santas, either short or tall, and about that many more, I can't describe them all.
But just to play it safe, I'm gonna choose them all.
Cause one is the real Santa Claus.
Here's one.
He's fun.
He's the fattest Santa that I've seen around.
Who said?
Too bad.
Santa's stuck inside the chimney and he's upside down.
I have seen so many Santas, either short or tall, and about that many more, I can't describe them all. But just to play it safe, I'm gonna choose them all.
Cause one is the real Santa Claus. Yes, one has got to be the really real to me Santa Claus.
I told you, Fred.
That's right, Bon. You'd never catch me in one of those outfits.
Hey, Fred, look at this. Aren't they cute? Hello there, little dino pups.
That middle one reminds me of my boss, Mr. Slate.
I wonder if Bam Bam would like a pet for Christmas. Look, Fred, isn't he cute?
Yeah, he is kind of cute. But what could you use him for?
Oh, he could be a watchdog.
This little thing, what can he do?
Yay!
Bite.
Fred, what are you doing up there?
I forgot to put the star on the tree last night, Wilma. Hand it up to Daddy, Pebbles.
Be careful, Daddy.
Don't worry, Pebbles. Daddy knows exactly what he's doing.
Maybe you should move the ladder a little closer, Fred.
Now, Wilma, have a little confidence.
That's what I have, Fred. A little confidence.
Do you think it's safe to go in if a mighty gut isn't true in his breakfast?
Oh, Barney, pull the bell.
Okay, but he can get real mean.
That must be the Rubbles. Barney said he'd drop by and take me to work.
I'll get it.
No, no. No, 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 Dino. No!
Come on in. Fred's decorating the tree.
Oh, it is a beautiful tree.
Yeah, especially that fat little ornament.
Very funny, Barney. Now stop with the jokes and get me down.
Okay, Fred, okay. Don't forget your Christmas spirit.
Oh, sure. Ho, ho, ho.
Have you asked Fred about you know?
Twice. And he said no, no to you know. But the third time's the charm. I hope.
Well, I gotta admit, Fred, it looks pretty good.
Yep. Now I gotta find a place for this last ornament.
No problem, Fred. Here's the perfect place for it.
Are you kidding, Bon? This is the perfect spot for it.
I wouldn't hang it there, Fred.
I wouldn't hang it there, Fred. Why not?
Don't look now, Fred, but here comes the why not.
Huh?
You okay, Daddy?
Yeah.
Good thinking, Fred. You broke the tree's fall.
Barney, get me out of here.
Don't worry, Fred. Bam Bam will fix it. After all, he's the strongest little boy in the world.
That's very nice, Bam Bam.
Thank you, Auntie Wilma.
Why don't you and Pebbles listen to some records? Mommy has to talk to Daddy.
Okay, Mommy. Come on, Bam Bam.
Okay.
Oh, Fred, it's the day before Christmas, and there's the party tonight.
Right, the ladies' auxiliary party for the Bedrock Orphanage, and we're...
Yeah, I know what you're going to ask, Betty. And for the third time, the answer is no.
What are they going to ask, Fred?
We want Fred to play Santa.
It would be a joke, Wilma. The guys at work would never let me live it down.
Besides, where would you get a suit big enough to fit him?
You see what I mean? Come on, Bon, we'd better get to work.
Have a good day, dear.
Thanks, buddy.
Don't I forget, huh?
It sure is hard to stay mad at him.
Bonnie, see you later.
Just be good today, Fred. Remember, Santa comes tonight, and he knows who's been naughty and who's been nice.
He knows who's been naughty and who's been nice. Oh, boy.
Hey, Fred! Mr. Slate's waiting to see you in his office.
Mr. Slate? Me?
Don't worry, Fred. I'll help you look for another job after the holidays.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Mr. Slate wants to see me.
Name?
Flintstone. Fred Flintstone.
One moment. Mr. Slate, I'm Mr. Flintstone to see you.
Mr. Slate, Mr. Flintstone is there to see you.
Send him in.
Send him in.
You can go in.
Thanks.
It's a living.
Flintstone? How long have you been with me?
Not nearly long enough, Mr. Slate.
I want you to think about another job.
Oh, no, please, Mr. Slate. I really need this job. Don't throw me out in the street, please.
Flintstone?
Yes?
Could you grovel standing up?
Yes, sir.
Fred, the Ladies Auxiliary is having a Christmas party for underprivileged kids tonight, and Mrs. Slate wants you to play Santa Claus.
Me?
Yep.
That's the other job?
Great.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be happy to play Santa Claus. Oh, what an honor. What a privilege. Please, write Mrs. Slate for me. I guess it's because of my acting, huh?
No, it's because you're fat.
Wise guy. I'm very busy, Flintstone. Take the Santa Claus suit on your way out.
Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Slate.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Yabba-dabba-doo! It's my favorite time of the year. It's that magical time of good cheer. I guess part of the reason's the heart of the season of Christmas is practically here. Every shop window up and down the boulevard has the look of a big expensive Christmas card. There's a trainload of trees at the railroad yard, and one of these soon will be mine. Every roof wears a blanket of snow. Every face wears a holiday glow. All the world is revealing that mistletoe feeling that tells me Christmas cheer. It's my favorite time of the year.
Hi, Wilma, I'm home.
Oh, Wilma, Wilma, I'm home. Boy, have I got something to tell you. Cut it out, Dino. Will you cut it out? Get off me. Wilma!
He sure loves you, Fred. Now get off, Dino.
Thanks, Wilma. Wow, you'll never guess what happened.
You've canceled Christmas.
Oh, come on, Wilma. I love Christmas as much as anyone. I am going to play Santa Claus at the Women's Auxiliary.
Your what? What made you change your mind, Fred?
Well, when I got to work, Mr. Slate invited me into his office. He offered me a cigar, you know, trying to butter me up.
Uh-huh. Go on.
Yeah. Well, he said Mrs. Slate wanted me to do it, and that he agreed because of my fantastic acting ability. Yuck!
Sure, Fred.
Well, maybe he didn't put it exactly like that.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Fred. I think you'll be a terrific Santa because you're lovable.
Thanks, honey. Hey, is Pebbles around?
No, she's playing next door with Bam Bam.
Good, then I can try on my Santa suit. Gosh, Wilma, the least they could have done was gotten me a new suit.
Well, you'll look just fine once you put the Santa hat on, Fred. Ta-da!
Hey, you're right, honey.
What'd I tell you, Fred? You're a perfect Santa Claus.
Yeah. I always said you had terrific taste, Wilma. Ho, ho, ho. You hear that, Wilma? Pretty good, huh? Ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Uh-oh.
Congratulations, Wilma. How did you finally talk him into it?
I didn't. It was Mrs. Slate. Bless her.
You see, Fred? Everyone knows you're the one guy to play Santa Claus. After all, you got the round little belly that shakes like a bowl full of jelly.
Just throwing myself into the pot, Bon?
Terrific, because you sure got a lot to throw.
Very funny, Bonnie, but watch it.
I'm leaving now, Fred. Betty and I promised to help get things ready for the party tonight. We'll take Pebbles and Bam Bam with us.
Good idea, Wilma.
You're going to make a lot of children happy by playing Santa tonight. Oh, I'm proud of you, Fred.
See you later, honey.
You sure got a great gal there, Fred.
Boy, do I ever, Bonnie.
What's that?
What was that?
Over there, Fred. It looks like someone really took a spill.
Yeah, come on. Okay, Bonnie, grab a leg and pull.
Yes. Come on.
It's a pair of boots.
Those are my boots, so hand them over.
Well, it's Santa Claus.
Yeah, you're a long way from your corner, Santa.
Well, so are you.
Huh? Oh, the suit. Well, I'm playing Santa at a Christmas party tonight.
Yeah, everybody gets into the act this time of year.
Psst, hey, Fred, I think he is the real Santa.
And I think you flipped when he slipped, pal.
I didn't slip, Flintstone. I tripped. When are you ever going to fix your roof? It's like an obstacle course.
My roof? Hey, Bonnie, this guy really plays his part to the hilt.
I seem to have sprained my ankle. Oh, of all nights to do it.
Well, we better bring him inside, Bonnie.
Gee, Fred, he really could be Santa, you know.
Yeah, and I could be the Easter Bunny.
Oh, careful now. Easy. Thanks, gentlemen. Do you mind if I use your phone, Flintstone?
Okay. Hey, but no long-distance calls.
Hello, operator? Will you please get me the North Pole?
North Pole? Oh, boy, Bon, we got a real Lulu on our hands.
You shouldn't ought to talk about Santa that way, Fred. Because he not only knows when you've been naughty and nice, he knows when you've called him a Lulu.
All right, operator, but please hurry.
Hey, Bon, get over to your house and call the asylum. Tell them we got one of their guys here.
Gee, Fred, I don't know.
Will you quit being so gullible and get moving?
Maybe Fred's right. Maybe Santa really isn't Santa. Maybe he's, Hey, Fred! Fred!
Bonnie, will you stop yelling? Just get going and make that call. What are you trying to say?
On the roof. Santa's reindeer.
Bonnie, there's nothing up on the... Santa's reindeer. What I tell you, Bon, it's really Santa Claus. In there. In my house.
So what have I been telling him?
Come on. We gotta make him comfortable. Oh, there, Mr. Claus. Is that better, Mr. Claus? Are you quite comfortable there, Mr. Claus?
Yes. Thanks, gentle.
Oh, Mr. Claus, sir, it looks like you're catching a cold.
Yes, Rubble. Oh, as if a sprained ankle wasn't bad enough.
Well, if you don't mind my saying so, Santa, I don't see how you can be expected to fly all over the world in your condition.
You're right. Going through snowstorms and climbing up and down chimneys.
You're absolutely right, Flintstone. But if I don't, millions of children will be disappointed.
Santa, you want to get someone to take your place.
Right, Flintstone. But where am I going to get somebody that jolly, that dedicated, this fat?
Hey, Santa, have I got an idea? The perfect substitute is standing right there.
Where?
Fred, I mean you.
Me? Fill in for Santa Claus?
Well, at least you look the part.
Yeah, Fred. And I could be your elf.
That's a good idea, Rubble. And all it takes is a little Christmas magic.
Gee, look at me. I'm Santa's helper. We're a team now, Fred.
Well, not quite, Rubble. We've got to do something about that suit Fred is wearing.
It's a perfect fit, Fred.
If I didn't know you were you, Flintstone, I'd think you were me.
Yeah, but really being Santa's a big, important job. How can I deliver Christmas presents all over the world in just one night?
Oh, there's nothing to it. Now, just listen carefully, and I'll give you a few pointers.
Okay.
Now, watch out for low-flying pterodactyls.
Uh-huh.
And for TV aerials when you come in for landings. And for reindeer, yes.
Yeah.
Snap the reins once for takeoff, twice for a left turn, three times for right.
Right.
One slow and two fast for reverse. And you got that, Flintstone?
Oh, yeah. Leave it to me. It's in the able hands of Fred Flintstone. Come on, Bond.
Oh, boy. I hope he flies better than he walks.
I can't remember how Santa said to start this thing, Bond.
Well, you just call out the names of all the reindeer, Fred.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On Jumper, on Thunder, on Bouncer, and Blunder, on...
Fred, it's on Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, on Blitzen.
I did it! I remembered!
You're really getting the hang of this thing. Santa will be proud of you.
Thanks, Bond. You know something? I think I was made for this job. Yabba-dabba-doo!
Hey, Fred, you okay?
Sure I'm okay. There's nothing I like better than falling down chimneys. Now throw down the presents. Thanks, Bond.
Kids are sure having a good time, Mr. Slate.
So far, Wilma, but this party will be a bust without Santa Claus, whatever he is.
Hey, Fred, you about finished?
I've been finished a long time. I just can't get back up.
Well, why don't you try the front door?
The front door? I was just going to try that. Yeah! Hurry, Barney, let's get out of here.
It's Christmas, children sing the song of Christmas.
Santa brings the joy of Christmas
all on Christmas Day. The sound of toy trains going, chugga-chugga down the track. Chugga-chugga coming back, jive-jive jumping, jive-jive jumping.
The sound of mama dolls and mama and mama.
A tooty-tooty horn and a drum that goes bam-bam. Oohs and ahs we hear on Christmas.
Squeals and yells we cheer on Christmas.
Children bring the joy of Christmas. Sounds on Christmas Day, the happy sounds you hear on Christmas Day.
We've gone halfway around the world already, Bonnie. This is a snap.
Yeah, looks like we're over China now. Oh, you're doing great, Fred. I'm sure having fun being Santa's little helper.
I wouldn't miss this for the world. On, Dasher! On, Dancer! On!
Uh-oh. Looks like we're heading into a storm.
Correction, pal. We are in a storm. Hold on. I'll see if we can fly over it. Giddy up, reindeer. Up, up, up. This must be what they call bumpy air.
And we just bumped the presents out. What do we do now?
Oh, boy. There's a million kids out there counting on us.
Look, Fred. Isn't that one of those CB radios?
It sure is.
Well, maybe you can reach Santa Claus and find out what to do.
Yeah. Hello, Santa?
Not that way, Fred. You gotta use CB talk. Let me show you.
The sky's led to Big Red. Do you have a copy?
Huh? What? Who said that?
Sky Sled to Big Red. Do you have a copy, Big Red?
You're wall to wall and treetop tall.
And you don't have to tell me. You blew it.
It's true. Santa does know everything.
Let me talk to him. Santa, it's me, Fred. We were doing great until we ran into the storm and...
Slow down, Flintstone. Slow down. Did you say storm?
That's right, Santa. We're okay, and so are the reindeer. But we still need presents for half the kids in the world.
Well, there's nothing to do but go to my workshop at the North Pole and pick up another load.
Hey, that's a terrific idea. But tell me, how do we get there?
Just tell the reindeer to head for home. They know the way.
Thanks, Santa. Okay, guys, you heard Santa. Let's head for home.
North Pole, here we come.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Mr. Flintstone, Mr. Rubble, my husband phoned you were coming, and our elves have almost finished filling up a whole new sack of presents.
Gosh, Santa's workshop.
Wow.
Hey, those rockin' dinos are just like the one I had when I was a kid.
Yeah, and I had one of those model trains. I love playing with it whenever I could get it away from my father. It sure is a busy place, Mrs. Claus.
Well, Mr. Flintstone, we've got the biggest Christmas list of all to fill. Every child in the world.
Yeah.
Well... we'll have you on your way again as soon as we finish a few more toys.
Hey, Fred, look at the elves. They're tooting the horns.
Yeah, Bon, I like it. Hey, what is it?
It's a friend.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, how did you do that?
First you push the dinky doodle, and it starts that thing of a jig. The grandma's turns the grandma's on the gadget. It's very scientific, and it makes a lot of noise. But the super duper, whatchamacallit, makes terrific toys.
Here, Bon.
Hey, be my guest, Fred.
It's a brand new kind of Christmas song. We don't sing, we only toot along. With a... and a...
you'll have a happy time. Come on and toot it. You've got to feel good.
that's really fun.
Yeah, Bob, ain't it beautiful?
All set. Here we go.
Dasher.
Quiet, Barney. I know what I'm doing. On, Dasher.
Dancer.
Dancer. See, I told you I knew. On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, and Vixen.
Goodbye, Mr. Flintstone. Goodbye, Mr. Rubble.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Now watch out for storms.
Don't worry, Mrs. Claus. We'll be okay.
And thanks for everything. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Merry Christmas.
Gee, Fred, isn't she a nice lady?
Yeah, no wonder Santa's so jolly. He's going like clockwork, Barney. Watch this.
Bullseye, Fred. Hey, too bad you can't drop a bowling ball down the old alley like that.
Watch this one, Bon. I call it the old twisteroo.
And you just made another kid happy. This is more fun than having a party.
No. What's the matter, Fred?
The party, the Christmas party. We forgot all about it.
Uh-oh.
I'm done for, Bon. Mr. Slate will kill me.
Before or after he fires you?
That'll be a great present for Wilma and Pebbles.
Don't give up yet, Fred. Maybe Santa can tell us how to speed things up so we can get back to bedrock.
Yeah, maybe he can. Calling Big Red. Urgent, urgent.
What did I tell you, Fred? Didn't I tell you Santa would come up with something?
Yeah. Pushing that super speed button really did it. Get ready, Bon. Here's another town.
Presents away!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Ho, ho, ho!
We want Santa! We want Santa! We want Santa! We want Santa!
I can understand the kids being upset, Wilma.
And Mr. Slate, too.
Wait till I get my hands on that Flintstone!
Swiss Village at 10,000 feet.
Stand by for final Christmas presents drop. Merry Christmas!
Final drop completed, Substitute Santa Claus.
Good work, Substitute Santa's helper. Okay, team, next stop, bedrock. Yabba-dabba-doo!
Wilma, if I have to go out and tell those kids Santa isn't going to be here...
Oh, I just know Fred will be here soon, Mr. Slade.
Well, if he isn't here in 1 minute, he needn't show up at all, here or at work.
Mama, Santa's not coming, is he?
Oh, Pebbles, we can't give up hope.
Hope?
Yes, like that Christmas tree. Those sparkling decorations all mean hope.
Hope is waking Christmas dawn, knowing Santa's been and gone. Hope can make a wish come true, maybe fill your stocking too. Hope is knowing what will be underneath Christmas tree. Hope is when your laughter rings. Hope is sharing things.
Ho, ho, ho from Santa's elf.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Merry Christmas, Santa!
Betty, they made it!
Oh, and doesn't Barney look cute as an elf?
10 seconds more and you would have been fired, Flintstone. Mm-hmm. But not after an entrance like that. Welcome, Santa Claus. Welcome to Bedrock.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Slate.
And now, what about the presents for all the children, Santa?
Right here in Santa's sack, Mr.
Uh-oh, I forgot. We got rid of all the presents, Barn.
Hey, what about some of that Christmas magic, Flint? Hey, maybe it'll work for you.
I'll give it a try, Bon. I can't lose anything.
What are you two talking about? Where are the presents?
Right here, sir.
I hope.
I guess there's a little Christmas magic in all of us.
Hey, hey, Fred, you know something? We forgot about the real Santa Claus.
Uh-oh. You're right, pal. He's going to want to be heading back to the North Pole. Time for us to make our exit. Come on.
Did a fine job, Fred and Barney. If I ever get in a spot again, I'll give you a call.
Anytime, Santa, anytime. You know, once you get the hang of it, it's a lot of fun.
And you can be sure Fred will always fit the part.
Yeah, and that goes for you too, little elf.
Well, there's just one more thing you can do for me, Fred.
Just name it, Santa.
You can give me back my suit.
I'd hate anyone to see me flying around in my long underwear.
Yeah. Gee, and I was just getting used to it.
Just wait till I get my hands on Fred. Running out on us like that.
Yeah, first they worry us all night long, and then they skip out on the cleanup assignment. I'm going to give Barney a piece of my mind, too.
Uh-oh. Something tells me the girls have already forgotten the Christmas spirit.
Oh, yeah. Especially the part that says goodwill toward men and your husbands most of all.
Not to mention Santa's. I'd better be flying, my friends, or my wife will be mad, too.
One last question before you go, Santa.
Certainly, Fred. What is it?
I finally got the knack of going down the chimneys, but I sure had trouble getting back up. Tell me, what's the secret?
I'm sorry, Fred. I should have told you. You just lay your finger alongside your nose and give a nod.
And up the chimney he goes.
Amazing.
Daddy, Daddy, we saw Santa Claus
and his little elf. Wow.
Now, Wilma, let me explain.
Go ahead. And it had better be good, Fred.
That goes for you too, Barney. What happened tonight?
Gee, Betty, we had to pitch in and help Santa when he fell off the roof and hurt his ankle.
That's right. We had to fly around the world to deliver all the Christmas presents.
Oh, sure, Fred.
But Wilma!
Come on, Fred. You don't have to make up stories. Not when you're so cute in your Santa suit.
And you were such a cute little elf, Barney.
They don't believe us, Bon.
Of course we don't. But we do forgive you.
And to prove it, here's your Christmas present, Barney.
Thanks, Betty. And here's your present.
Oh, thank you, Barney.
And here's your present, Fred. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Wilma. And here's a... Here's a...
To Wilma from Fred. Why, Fred, what a clever... clever way to give me my present.
Mommy!
Daddy!
It's Santa Claus!
It's Santa Claus and his reindeer!
And he's flying away in the sky!
Oh, isn't it wonderful the imagination these kids have?
Bye-bye, Santa!
Goodbye, Santa!
Bye!
See you next year, Santa!
Talk about kids, Wilma.
Well, you two certainly have the Christmas spirit.
We sure do, Wilma.
We sure do.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all.
Discover gives you a cash back.